USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation on Wednesday, snapping at a reporter who asked him about his speech in Georgia last week, comparing those who would push back against his voting bill to be on the side of segregationists.
You dispute the characterization that you called folks who would oppose those voting bills as being Bull Connor or George Wallace, but you said that they would be sort of in the same camp.
No, I didn't say that. Look what I said. Go back and read what I said.
And
that is an interesting reading in English. I assume you got into journalism because you like to write.
In related news, many Americans give President Joe Biden a failing grade for his first year in office, according to a new Politico poll. It also revealed 51% disagreed with the statement that, quote, Biden is capable of leading the country. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Republicans are hitting back against President Biden on COVID.
Thursday marks 1 year in office since President Joe Biden took the presidential oath of office. COVID was a central part of the president's campaign. But White House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says President Biden's response to the coronavirus has been a failure.
How many times during the campaign did candidate Joe Biden say, I'm going to shut down the virus? He actually bragged that he had a plan on day one to combat the virus. And then what happened just a few weeks ago before governors across the country?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A small town in northwest Colorado is losing its coal plant. Residents in Craig fear it's the beginning of the end for their community. The same scenario is playing out in other small towns across the U.S. as legislation forces the retirement of fossil fuels. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Former President Donald Trump calls the New York Attorney General's civil case against him a witch hunt.
New York Attorney General Letitia James disclosed new details Tuesday night about her civil investigation into former President Trump's business dealings, saying the probe has uncovered evidence suggesting the fraudulent valuing of multiple assets and misrepresentations of those values to financial institutions. Daniel Goldman, a former assistant U.S. District Attorney during the first failed Trump impeachment, weighs in on MSNBC.
The allegations are that Donald Trump Jr., and Ivanka Trump were very involved in exaggerating or misstating statements of assets and finances in order to obtain loans, insurance, and tax credits.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing the release of presidential documents sought by the Congressional Committee investigating the events on January 6th. On Wednesday, the justices rejected a bid by former President Donald Trump to withhold the documents from the committee until the issue is resolved by the courts. And some flights to and from the U.S. were canceled on Wednesday, even after AT&T and Verizon scaled back the rollout of high-speed wireless service that could interfere with aircraft technology that measures altitude. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.